Welcome to The Sober Gay, a podcast about being sober in the LGBT community and beyond. I'm your host, Dylan Gay, and yes, that's my last name. Hi, Aubrey.
Hello, Dylan. How is it going?
It's good. How are you?
Good, good. What is our topic for today?
So today, I thought today that it would be a good topic to talk about help and asking for help.
Ooh, yes.
And I figured we could keep that pretty open and to keep it general. So, you know.
Yeah, I am all about that. I think it's always a good place to start asking for help. That's where we need to start.
When did you first ever ask for help with alcohol?
So the first time I ever sought help, I wouldn't say it was necessarily to stop drinking. It was more so not be
like the very
in jail
first time.
And to not go, you know, through the system, was my first DUI. Okay. And had already gone through like 8 or 9 violations. And my lawyer was like, you need to go to rehab if you want to stay out of jail.
Yeah.
He's like, it's going to look so much better. So ended up putting myself into rehab for about 2 weeks. And that was my first time ever really like seeking help, which it was a really good experience. I mean, it opened my eyes and it kind of helped me get my foot in the door of recovery.
That's what it's for. I think the first time I ever had to ask for help, I'm going to try and think of this the right way. I was in North Carolina. I had some friends living with me at the time. They were in between places. I had never questioned my drinking before at this point. I was 24. Mm. I had a day where I worked a morning shift where I was working, and since they were living with me for free, they were like, you know, doing little things for me. So they were like, you know, go to work and then you can have a couple drinks after and we'll pick you up from work and take you back and little stuff like that. Just, you know, just really awesome things.
Yeah.
One day in particular, I got off work early and I decided to skip my break that day and not have breakfast or lunch.
Okay.
And I worked my 7 a.m. to like 11 shift. And it was nothing. It was just like a breakfast help shift. Like, and I got cut way early. So I was like done at 11. So I was like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna get wasted. They're not supposed to pick me up till like 3 p.m. Like, this is great. So I proceeded to black the fuck out, you know.
Like all the time in the world to do that.
As we do, right? And they picked me up that day and I was just horrible to them. I was like, these are my tenants, like introducing to my coworkers. I was like introducing my friends that were staying with me as my tenants.
Oh gosh. And I could see you doing this too.
So I hate me.
No, stop it. No.
So, okay. So on the drive home, I'm like, you know, you need to stop at a gas station. I need more wine. And then I start like kicking the back of their seat, like just being like a toddler in the back seat, just screaming at them, yelling at them, just horrible. I didn't remember any of it. Woke up the next morning, had the rundown told to me. And then I was like, I think I might need help with alcohol. Like, I think something might be wrong.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, like, and that was the first time I ever thought like, something's wrong. I need to change this. So I asked for a little help, but that's when I went to, I had Googled how to, or like, what am I trying to say right now? I had Googled like safe outpatient rehab work, okay, stuff like that. Like, yeah, where I could like not go to rehab, but like do some kind of like outpatient work.
That's sober related.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so this place I found, from Google said, I called them and they said that I had to have like a physical evaluation done with them to make sure that I was like stable enough to go through that kind of outpatient care. So I was like, yeah, sure, I'll come on down. They had a little talk with me. They ran some tests. But that's when they did a psychiatric evaluation on me. And I said some things I shouldn't have said to the person who was evaluating me. And then they put me on a 5150 suicide watch. Big fiasco. That really burned me, though, in sobriety. It, like, traumatized me because the first time I ever asked for help,
I got put on suicide watch.
I got put on suicide
watch. And you're like, I'm not trying to kill myself. I'm just trying to get some help right now.
Yes. It was so literally traumatizing. It was like, I don't, like, so after that, I did stay sober for, you know, I might have talked about this on the podcast at some point, but this is just the longer version of it. I think I stayed sober for, you know, like a month, maybe tops after that, maybe tops, not even probably. And after that, I was just a piece of shit again.
But, oh, yeah. I let's see. I probably stayed sober. The first time was about 4 months and then became a shithead.
What was the next time? So we know the first time you asked for help.
What was the next time would have been about a year later. So yeah, it was just a year later. I had woken up. I had missed my shift from work. My boyfriend at the time was screaming at me, like, it's just yelling, and I had a fifth on the, you know, on the couch, and just crazy. And I decided that I was going to look up places at that point. I went to a, I was like, okay, 2 weeks did not cut it for me. So I went to something a little bit longer, which was very strenuous. But that was the second time I really, like, received help, was like, I mean, waking up on the couch, like, naked too, you know, like, just naked, waking up on the couch with your boyfriend screaming at you is a terrible feeling. So
yeah, I know that. I think the second time I tried to get sober was when I was dating someone, and it was because I was, I mean, you can't hide that shit when you're dating. It's, I mean, they start to realize, like, oh, so you drink, like, every night, like, you know, and then it becomes that conversation of, like, I guess I just have a couple glasses every night before bed, and they're like, oh, a couple glasses before bed, that seems like a normal American. And then I'm like, then they start to see that it's not. It's a bottle every night. Like, there's no way. And then he started to say things like, do you ever stop after two glasses like you say you are?
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I just wanted to be like, do you know what it's like to have two glasses of wine? It's a tease. It's torture. It's chaos in my brain. It just, how could you just stop after two glasses? Are you kidding me? Like, you
The
idiot.
Buzz is just starting. What are you talking about? Two glasses.
Yeah, that's how I'm thinking in my head. I'm like, this is a fucking asshole. So I'm just going to fight. So we just fight all about it. I don't need you. I can take care of myself. Blah, 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 blah,
blah. Well, you know what's crazy is, so I was in a sober house when I met this boyfriend at the time, and I ended up leaving and going to party. Like, I moved out of the sober house, went to a party that night to get drunk because I knew my probation ended and moved in him. So it was this whole ordeal. He knew the whole situation. Like, I was sober, all of this. So he knew what he was getting himself into. But I mean, I don't think he knew exactly. But
he didn't know exactly.
No. Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, and I mean, there was times too where I'd asked for help and I never got sober, like, for even a day after, you know what I mean? I still drank that night. There was plenty of times I remember Googling things. And I mean, that was like a almost weekly occurrence, you know?
And, you know, I think the hardest thing and a lot of alcoholics do is we look and we research, but we never make that call. We never push that button to, to get the extra help. We always look at it. And I think that, like, that is the first important step, is like being able to make that call, like, however you have to do it at the time. Like,
it's hard because you talk yourself out of it too.
Oh yeah.
How many times did you Google, like, a rehab center and then talk yourself out of it and be like, no, that's too expensive, or I can't take that much time off
work. Oh yeah.
You know, like,
and let me just tell you all, I will tell you that 3 months out of your whole life is worth that over your job for that 3 months.
Yeah.
If you can live past 3 months, it's totally worth it.
Yeah.
Like, so take that, make that call, like, go out and ask for help. Like, it's just, it's so easy. Don't, don't make those little decisions like that. Like, oh, I don't have the money. Like, you won't have the money anyway because you're spending it all on alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. That was one of the biggest things. I was like, I don't have this much money. And then I see how much money I save not drinking. It's
right.
Like, I had that money.
Oh, yeah. You have the money and you know you can do it. And it's, in all honesty, you make some you meet some great people in rehab too. Like, not saying rehab has to be the way.
Yeah, right.
For you, Dylan.
Because I didn't do rehab.
No.
I didn't do rehab. No.
Mm-mm.
No.
And you were, you mean... What, you're almost a year now? I mean,
let's not do that.
Oh, I sorry, no
I'm
fronts.
Almost 11 months.
Almost
if you want to get
months.
There, if you want to do that, I'm almost 11 months.
Pardon me, almost 11 months.
Because let's face it, I could go get wasted right after we wrap the show tonight if I really want to.
It's very, very true. I could too. There's so many liquor stores on the walk home.
Right, but I just choose not to.
Do you have that urge at all anymore to go into a liquor store? Like, I look at them now and I'm like, ugh.
It's weird. Like, no, I like to avoid them. Obviously.
Oh yeah.
Even when I go get my non-alcoholic wines, and like, you know, when you go get your non-alcoholic beer and stuff like that, I try to like A-line for it when I go in there now. It's like
just straight to it. Not even worry about it.
Oh yeah. It's like I literally usually don't even look around for it because I don't feel like pacing that place. I usually go right to the front like person, like the counter, and I say, hey, where's your non-alcoholic section? You know, for just get it out of the way. Because I don't
like,
want to
let me move straight yeah, there, and I just want to be done with it.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get a tour of this place. Like I'm just trying
oh
to
my
get
gosh,
that
especially
go.
Argonauts. Yeah. That place.
Mm-mm. It's a big liquor store by us in Denver called Argonauts.
Yeah.
It's just, they have everything imaginable, which is really good for us sober people because they have a very nice selection.
Oh, they have a great sober selection. I mean, I'd say there's a whole corner just dedicated to like beers,
nice.
Wines, things like that. The C-Lips.
Anyone in Denver, that's definitely helpful.
Yeah.
Go check them out. That's a good resource.
Go check them out if you are just starting sobriety. Take someone with you if you need to, you know. If that's the route you want to go, if you want to drink, you know, non-alcoholic beers, go ahead and do that, but take someone with you, you know. Make sure you're not going alone.
Yeah, when I first got sober, I literally I remember I would have Aubrey get my non-alcoholic stuff for me. Do you remember for the first like month or two? Yeah, I had Aubrey go to the liquor store and get it for me because I couldn't do it, and I didn't want to ask someone who, I don't know, it was just weird. It felt comfortable asking Aubrey to do it. So ask a sober friend or ask one of us if you're in Denver.
Yeah, honestly, it's so easy just to be able to like reach out. It's the asking for help. Ask for help when you need to.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and you guys know our Instagram DMs are open for you anytime. If you guys ever want to Instagram us, I love talking to you guys when you are in those moments. And I know I'm not a doctor. I know I'm not a psychiatrist, but I'm on my phone a lot. So if I can talk to you for a second and send you some heart emojis and some kisses back, text me or DM me on Instagram.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah,
we're always down to answer. We will answer as quickly as possible. So.
Yeah, we try. We try our hardest. And we actually just started our Facebook page too. So you can find us on Facebook.
Oh, yes. Check out our Facebook page. We are going to be keeping up with that. That's going to be my job, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So, what do you think about noticing other people who have a problem who don't ask for help? Do you think it's so off boundary to ask them if they need any help with alcohol? Because I would have been pissed if anyone ever asked me that when I was drinking.
I think that it is a journey for someone to find out for themselves.
Yeah.
And as much as like, yes, being able to point it out to someone and maybe steer them in a direction is great, but I know that when I went through it, when people were like, you need to get help, I was like, no, I don't. Like,
no.
You don't tell me what I need to do. Like, that,
right.
it didn't help me.
No, because it's not, when you're doing anything, and with drinking, there's so much guilt associated with drinking, and because deep down, everyone knows it's bad. That's why it's so good in the media, because we love it, because it's bad. You know what I mean? So, you know, anytime it's like that, I forgot what I was going to say. Sorry.
No, it's good or bad in the media.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know where you were going with it either.
With that.
But anyway, I mean, just.
But I don't want anyone asking me for help. That was what it was getting at, because like, there's so much guilt. If you have shame attached to anything, you're not going to want anyone to notice it. to think you need help. So if anyone asks you, mm-hmm. if you need help, you're, no, I don't need help.
Well, and plus you don't know where someone is in their stage of alcoholism. One, you A, they might just be having a really shitty night.
Yeah.
And you just go out and you just say, hey, you might be doing something off here. Like, you don't know where someone's at because they might not even notice themselves. Maybe they, because you know, do you remember that point when you became an alcoholic? Do you like, can you just like think back to the time where you're like, I just never stopped drinking?
Yeah. It's so hard to pinpoint that moment.
And that's like, it's like so many people miss that. It's like, how do you know, like, they're not just starting the journey? Maybe they're like just going through it now and they have to find this.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's why it's just, you know, if you notice someone around you and you've been sober for a while, you just kind of have to hope that they see the light one day, you know. You don't have to, you can't, all you have to do is just keep doing you, you know, keep influencing them.
I think that's really all it is you have to just be that person. Like, you just live through your actions, and if they decide to see them as positive, that's great. And if they don't see them where, you know, it's where they need to be at that time, then that's great too. You know, they will get there eventually.
Hopefully.
I mean, yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. I'm scared of, you know, the future. You know, you never know what's going to happen. I hope that everything goes well for myself. I think I'm doing great. I have, you know, I'm still so motivated, and there's still, just because, you know, I've been sober for 10 months and you've been sober for however long, you know, you can still ask for help too. You know, I still ask for help from Aubrey sometimes. You know, I'll text him when I'm having weak moments, you know, mm-hmm. and you can still ask for help even though you've got some, you know, sober time under your belt. You don't have to feel bad for that.
Oh yeah, I feel like I do still reach out, and I mean, it's not as frequent as it used to be, but there are definitely days where I mean this past week was really fucking rough for me, and like I had a moment. I mean, I never thought about drinking per se, but like I had a moment where I was like, oh my god, this would have been so nice.
Yeah, but I remember a time. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go.
I remember a time when I was still drinking a lot, when me and you were hanging out. We were actually working at the time. I remember you were fresh sober. You were probably like, I want to say like 4 months sober when this happened.
Sounds about right.
And you were so motivated the whole time because, you know, I got that same fire that you had. And, you know, I think, you know, mm-hmm. and you were so, and I remember one night at work, you just had such a shit day. Everyone was banging up on you. Me and you had, you know, we were in the done about the same time. So we were just in the back kind of just talking. And I remember you were just kind of on your phone quiet, and it was just not a side of you that I knew. And I remember you were just like, you made a comment because I said I was going home to get wasted, obviously, like I always did.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you made a comment saying something that you were like, oh my God, I think tonight might be the night that I snap. And I was like, oh my God, don't do it. Like, I remember being the drunk idiot, you know. Yeah, I remember just being like, no, don't do it. Cause I knew it was such a good thing to be sober, even though I wasn't sober mm-hmm. at the time. And actually at that point in my life, I don't think I'd even thought about becoming sober.
No, like, yeah, because this would have been what, like March, April-ish?
Yeah, something like that
right at the beginning of opening.
Not this year, last year. Yeah. So, yeah, it was, of this year. Was it? No,
it was last year.
Oh my God, we got some time under our belt.
No, it was two.
Yeah. Yeah, it was last, 2019.
Last year, yeah. Yeah.
2019, yeah. March, yeah. It was about that time. I was still wasted all the time. So
when did I move here? Did I move here in 2019? Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, so 2021, definitely. 2 years. Ugh. Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, sorry.
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of people that are going to be asking for help this week in particular, because you know what this week is.
Mm-hmm. Election week.
Yeah. So well, a lot of people are going to want to drink.
Yeah. Especially if the outcome is not, you know, what we're expecting.
Yeah. So well, you know,
this could be the week to ask for help, everyone.
Yes. Our Instagram's open. Where can they find us on Instagram?
They can find us on Instagram at the Sober Gay Podcast.
Oh, perfect. And where can they, and if they want to send us an email, if that's more comfortable for them, where can they email us?
They can email us at the Sober Gay @gmail.com.
Yes. And if you want to find us on Facebook, all you have to do is search The Sober Gay on Facebook.
Ooh, new one.
You like that? You like that? That's how we're going to say
it,
too.
I do. I like it.
You want to try it?
Ooh, okay. All you have to do is search The Sober Gay on Facebook.
Okay, well, until next time.
Stay sober, girl.